Tuesday the 15th of September, Kof Bob Elul, Rabbi Shlomo Michael Englard, Hatoras Nadorim.
Today is the old time, the first old time to my fellow, to Chin Nebrocha, and so, I hope that what I'm going to say is going to get a bit of Nishmas, the Reb Meir ben Rabbi Yehle, Chin Nebrocha. On Oshona we know it, do Hatoras Nadorim. The minig is brought down in the Chayodom, in the Matei Ephraim, and both of them say the reason for the minig is in order that if Chas Shalom someone has made an eder, and particularly if he doesn't remember it or doesn't know about it, it shouldn't be nichshal in the Sevei Aveir of Nedorim, and therefore one we know to do HaTorah. But both of them say that people have to know to understand how the HaTorah works. They both say the same notion that if not like the Hamunam, that many people who think that they're just saying it's a tefillah, so then it doesn't help at all. So one has to know, at least understand the yesodus of the Inyan. I just want to speak a few nakudas, partly which are no get to the nusach we say on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and partly which to understand some of the yesodus of Dinei HaTorah and Dvarim Bichlal. The poskim speak about various problems in the nusach we say in the Rosh Hashanah. And we say at the end of the nusach, v'hini mitzad adin, ha-mischar da mavakish ha-torah torch lifritz ha-nedah. The halacha is, the Gemara says in the Dorim, it's brought down to Shulchan Aruch, that if someone who comes to ask for ha-torah in Dorim, he has to be mefarad the nedah, in other words, he has to say what the nedah is to at least one of the three who are matter the nedah. And on that, but we say over here, v'hini mitzad adin ha-mischarit v'mbakish ha-torah trok lifrit ha-nedah. Mitzad adin, someone who is mischarit and is asked to be matter the nedah, has to explain, specify what the nedah he's coming to be matter. Ach du'un or rabbi yusay ki'ev shalafotim k'rabim him. But understand that I can't be mefarit because there are a lot of nedorim during the course of the year that I've made. V'hini mavakish ha-torah l'usun nedorim sh'in ha-teruson al-kein yu'no b'ineichem ki'lo yisipoto. And I'm not asking that you should be matir, those in the dorm which when alpidin one can't be matir. Therefore, please, look at it as if I have been mefarad. So the poskim speak about it. Matir Ephraim says, you're contradicting yourself, Minei Obey. If we say that you've got to be mefarad, then how can we say it should be as if I'm mefarad? We haven't specified what the neder is. So he explains that the idea is as follows, that the reason why Chazal say that Tzorach lefarat ha-neda is because there's certain nedorim for which HaTorah doesn't help. Particularly the Rishonim say if someone made a neda or a shvua that he was mechuyev al-pidin to someone else, there was a din Torah between two people, and in order to clarify it, they were mashbiah him, or they he made a shvua, or he made a neda. In some cases, the Mishnah says in Gittin, that the madin, in order to give strength to his claim, he makes a neder that if he has received the money, that thing, that this should be also on him as a neder. Since this neder was given to him, in order, so it was given as a promise to someone else, on this sort of neder, Eifshan Hatil. There's no Hatorah for that. Other cases also, if someone was no doubt, that's Rabim, you can't be Matir, allowed that's Rabim. There are various Nedorim, which it's impossible to be Matir. That's why Chazal said every time that someone comes before Chochom, or before Basin to be Matir the neder, then he has to specify one neder. So they should know that that the neder he's asking for HaTorah, they're allowed to be matter. Otherwise, the HaTorah won't help. And then, they'll say, hit him motaloch, and it won't be motor, and he'll go on, the Aveira is still there. Therefore, every time you've got to be mefarad the neder. Over here, the reason why we know it to do it on Erev Rosh Hashanah is because during the course of the year, it could be that we've made nedorim and we've forgotten about them. And that's what we want to avoid. So that's why we say over here, and I don't remember the details. But since I'm only asking you to be matter, those nedorim which Alpidin is allowed to be matter, therefore you know by nechem kilo hayisifol. But because of that, the Matei Ephraim says that if someone taka does remember a specific neder that he's made, then he can't rely on this. He's got to specify the neder to at least one of the three who is being matter, and to tell him this is this neder. I remember I did this and this ma'aser tov, or this and this. I was recalling myself a neder, and this I want to be matir. That he's got to specify. The Matei Ephraim brings down another point. The poskim bring down also the Matei Ephraim in the nusach that we say at the beginning. We say that different types of nador and shvus. B'chol minyan nazir shekibalti olai. Also nazirus. Someone's having himself nazirus. Nazirus is a neder. you can do hatros and dorim on that. But that's about filin zir shimshin. Even nizir shimshin. Nizir shimshin is a special type of nizir, which is like shimshin. That he was also to drink wine, he was also to be metamei meisim. But he was also to drink wine, he was also to be megalech, to cut his hair. But he was more to be metamei meisim. That's nizir shimshin. And so the poskim ask on this nusach, that the Mishnah in Nozir, in Rambam Hilchos Nazir, says explicitly that for Nazir Shimshin that you can't, there's no Hatorah in Nisholin Olof. Rambam says since Shimshin himself wasn't the Kavli of the Neder, the Malach was told his mother that he will be a Nazir Olof, therefore it's not Shaykh Hatorah on that. Hatorah is only on Neder which he was recovered on himself. So this Nusach is very difficult. The Matifai Masit, he says over there, he brings down Kitzshuch Norch in one of the Gilsoy, one of the Nuscholis, in one later editions. He created it, but I didn't find what he said. He explained it. But about 16 years ago, I was on Erev Rosh Hashanah, I davened with Shlomo Zalman, and I was met in the door in front of Shlomo Zalman. He left out these words. He didn't say Vafilin Zir Shimshin. He made a few other changes also. This is the slichas I used at the time. I wrote down the three things that he left out. But this he left out. Vafilin Zir Shimshin he didn't say. Now we come perhaps to two other things which are not related to the Nusach that we see on Erev Rosh Hashanah, but which are in the Yesodos of Hilchos HaTorah. The Mishnah says in the end of the first book of Chagiga, Heter Nadorim Polchim Ba'avir V'nei Mamash Yismachu. The Mishnah says that Hatros Nadorim, it's floating in the air, and there's no makor for it. The Gemara explains what does it mean, that Hatros Nadorim is Halacha L'Mishmi Sinai. There's no Posuk Mefurash about Hatros Nadorim. The Gemara brings various remozim. The maskon of the Gemara is that we learn it says lo yachel dvoru, that a person can't annul his words, and we darshan hul iu deinum meichel aval achirim meichlim lo. He can't be mevatel what his neder, but others can be mevatel. And this is the remez in the Torah that Hatros Nadorim, there is a koach to be matter a neder, but it's only a remez, and the ikar is halacha l'mishmi Sinai. How is the Hatros Nadorim? So the Gemara also says that Hatros Nadorim is in two ways, the Gemara and Bechuris. That Hatros Nadorim is either the Yochid Mumche or Gimel Hediotis. Yochid Mumche is Machrix Rishonim, but according to the Ramban, it's Tafka Yochid who's Somuch, and Smich we definitely don't have nowadays. According to the Ramban, it's even if he's not Somuch, if he's a Yochid Mumche the Rabbim. But even so, the Rishonim say that Bizman Azeh, we don't have anyone who's capable, who's on the Dalga, to be Matar B'Yechidus. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Reish Chof Ches, in Yerodea. Vo'idno in Mumche Sheiroi Lahat B'Yochid. Nowadays there's no such thing as a Yochid who can be Matar, so it always has to be done with Gimel Hediotis. The Gimel Hediotis, the Gemara also says that they don't need to be Chachomim, but they have to be of a Geder of Masbur Luhu B'Savre. Which means that when one explains to them the Inyan, then they know, they understand. I heard someone said, I don't know if this is Makor, it's written over there, but anyone who learned in Yeshiva, in Masechus Nadorim, is considered that he knows the Yesodis, and he's Begeder Masber Luv Savri. Now, upon him, Gimel Hediutas Mamish, who don't understand anything, then Hatros Nadorim doesn't work. Another question is, how is one Matir? So the Gemara said there's a sugi in Chazal when a kabbal halacha mishmi Sinai that Hatoras Nadorim, the Chochom or the Gimel Hediotas haven't got koach to be matter a neder, to annul a neder. The annulment has to come through that the person himself is does not want the neder. There's he's changed his mind about the neder. And in the Gemara, there's a machlokes, the Gemara in the Dorim, at the beginning of the third Perek, there's a machlokes, how we matter machlokes. Tanoi machlokes amiroi. Some hold in Pesachim Becharota, and others hold Pesachim Becharota. And what most of the Rishonim explained, the Rosh, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, is that there are two ways in which a neder can be, one can be matter a neder. The best way is Alidei Pesach. Pesach means that there's an opening in the neder, which means that as a result of the nether, there's a certain result which, if he would have thought about it in advance, he wouldn't have made the nether. So it comes out, the Loshon Rishonim say, it's korov l'nidri tos. It's close to being a nether tos. And the Gemara gives various examples of it. And one example is, for instance, that the Chacham says, if a person comes to be matzah a nether, they say to him, Ilu hayu asor b'nei odom shifaisucho b'yisusho, mi no dauto. Or if 10 people, or the example the Shulchan Aruch brings a bit stronger, someone made a nether, and all his relations and all his things are very angry with him about the nether. If he would have known that as an outcome of his nether, they would all be angry with him, then he wouldn't have made the nether meikor. So when he comes to the Chacham and says this, then the Chacham says, mutaloch, 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 and it's mutal. Chacham are the three hadutas. That's because that's Pesach, and it's close to being in the Tos. The Gemara here, the Sugi here, brings various different examples of a Pesach, that if he would have known, he wouldn't have made the Neda. That's the best dargah of being matur. However, the Gemara, there's another man, Domu, who says, Puschin becharota, even if one can't find a Pesach, we should be matur Neda al smach charota alone. Charota means that the person can't point at any specific outcome that was unforeseen, and therefore there's no reason for this, there's no bet and there's no toss here. But he comes along and he says, I don't want the net, I mischarit that I made the net. And this man Dom holds Puskin Becharota, the Chochem can be matter the net al smach charota alone, and he can also be matter it. But the Rishonim here ask, and the Gemara brings the various examples, that Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Omer Lelo Adam, Leib Zeh Olecho, do you still have the same will, the same rotten, the same heart, as you had when you made the nether? Imam Alav, if he says no, in other words, I regret the nether, but Matir Nusri. Right, that's called Pesach Becharota, but here there's no Pesach, it's only a Charota, I don't want it. But the Rishonim say, that this charot we're talking about is not enough to say that he doesn't want it now. If it's enough to say he doesn't want it now, then why do they have to ask him? If he comes along and he says, Rebbe, I've got a neder, can you be matched? We understand he doesn't want it. So what do you have to ask him? Lev zeh olecho. So the Rishonim say that charota, there's a tonight in charota which is a very important tonight. Charota has to be charota gemura d'meikor. It's not enough that now, 6 months after the neder, it's difficult for me to eat, I don't want it. It has to be such a charota that I regret having made it, and halavai that I would never have made it originally. That's called charota de meikora. The Ran says, umiyu davka becharota de meikora ki hai gavna. That he says, ani mischarit kashnodati miyulam. Aval becharota da hashto, aval if it's charota only now, even according to the one who holds Pesach Mecharota, if not, then why is it called Pesach Mecharota? The Chacham Lechor doesn't do anything. If it's enough that he himself and Basin don't have to help him at all. Rav Huna Lom Yilam Mishal Midi, why did Rav Huna have to ask him, are you Mischarit? If he came in front of the Chochem, we know that he doesn't want the neder. That's why you have to ask him. It's not enough that now he regrets it. But he was asking whether he regrets it in Meikora, that halavai he never made the neder at all. And it's not easy, this thing. I'll give an example. If someone made a Kabbalah, he wanted to be mischazik in learning, he made a neder, or whatever it is, that he's going to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to learn for 2 hours before Shachris. He's going to learn Daf. And he kept his neder day in, day out, for 6 months, he learned Chol Maseches Brachos, Chol Maseches Shabbos. Then he gets to Erevin, it's a bit harder. And also it's winter, it's harder to get up. So now he comes to the Chocham and he says, he sees that every morning he's not getting up, he's being over on the neder, he comes to the Chocham. And he said, please be matter me the nether. If we ask him, do you regret the nether? It's very difficult to say that he regrets the nether. He learned brochas, he learned Shabbos. He had a big rebbe, he had a big profit from the nether. His charot is now, he doesn't want the nether from now on. That's not enough to be matter the neder. It has to be to such an extent that he's mischaret, that he made the neder meyikorah. It's not easy to get to this dag of charota. And the Rosh says, and the Shulchan Aruch brings it down in Sifhei, Sifhei. Mishnah is charet bikani. We paskin like the mandolma, poskim becharota, that it's enough charota. We don't need it. Even if we don't find the Pesach, it's enough. And as the Shulchan Aruch says, Mishnah is charet bikani. There ain't tzarich Pesach. Elo sheyishalu yishalenu achochem at a chofitz b'neder zeh. He doesn't need a Pesach, but the Chacham should ask him, do you want this neder? V'hu oimer eini chofitz boi. I don't want it. Mischaret anish no doubti. I regret that I made the neder. Umatiloi. Says the Shulchan Aruch, umi utzok sheyischaret beikar neder. Sheho yorutzah shlenod meyolim. But the condition is that the charota has to be that he's mischaret on the neder itself, that he wants, that he would never made the neder at all. Avli imom ha-sha'atu mischaret. But if he says that I really got charota now, but until now the neder was very good, I learned two mesechtos, I was very happy with it. Lo avi charota, that's not called charota. Shetzorich sheyakon neder meikor, because the charota has to be such that it uproots the neder from the beginning. So then now he has the Shulchan Aruch. Viyizor anudah shloyuma shemischaret meikor elim ken hubor lo shohay rutz shlenor meyulo. The person who's coming to ask charota has to be careful that he's telling the truth. He shouldn't say to the chacham, I got charota, only if it's clear to him that he taka didn't want the neder meulam, shim lo kein. If he's not accurate in this, in hatorah, v'hu be'isu neder kol yomov. Then the hatorah doesn't help, he's be'isu neder kol yomov. And so then on that he adds on, v'im einu mischaret, if taka, when he considers it carefully, he sees that he hasn't got the correct dog of charota, to be charota meikora, tzorach levakash lepesach, then we've got to try and find him a Pesach. Lo imalu, then the Chacham says to him, ilu ha'yisa yudea dovoze, lo ha'yisa nuda, if you would have thought of this outcome, then you wouldn't have made the neder. V'nimtza neder neka meikora. Once we find the Pesach, then there's the neder is neka meikora. V'keitz tu ha'pesach, what's an example of a Pesach, yun shenodan al dover echod, he made the neder that he won't drink wine or whatever it is, u'matzirin bo ha'besh yishalolof. And all his krovim are pestering him that he should be matter the neder. Umim lo ili odat sheyatziru b'chol kol kach v'tuchal hoshe pneim lo yisa nuda. If you know that how much would disturb your friends, would you make the neder v'hu ameken? And then they can be matter it. Then that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. So here we see, and this is something that we've got to be here when we say on Erev Rosh Hashanah, we say so glibly that we mescharet. A person has to consider every neder that he's made if he's taka mischaret. It's not certain, that's another thing over here which is very difficult in the Nusach of the Torah. But here there's the Ramah adds here, at the end, the Ramah says over here, Hagov v'nogu lehachmir v'las min acharot pesach. The Ramah says over here that when someone comes to the Chacham, and the Chacham asks, have you got charota? And he says, yes, I've got charota gemurot meikor. So the Ramah brings down the Makor of the Modche, that the Modche says that after he says that I got charota, then the Chacham should go and say to him again to make from the charota Pesach shelaacha sheume shemischaret meikora. After he says that he's got charota gemurot meikora, umrim loy idu yodat shdischaret klum nudalto. Now we ask the Chacham asked him, if you would have known that in the end you would have charota on the neder, would you have made the neder? V'uim loy, and he answers no. No, that I wouldn't have made it. Was material. And so the Shach here says, what's the reason of this? It's because, as we've seen, the charota, it's very difficult to have true charota, charota to make a you need to, in order to consider and to decide that it's enough charota, charota to make a he regrets the neder make a. But if he comes to the Chacham, charota to hashta he's definitely got. Now he doesn't want the neder anymore. If we now ask him, if you would have known that in the end, you wouldn't have wanted the neder mikan labov from now on. You would reach a stage that you wouldn't want the neder going forward. Would you have made the neder? Then if he considers, he says, no, I wouldn't have made the neder. If I would have known eventually at whatever stage, after half a year or a year, I would come to a stage that I can't keep the neder and I wouldn't want it from then on. Then I wouldn't have made the neder. If I wouldn't have made the neder, now it's a Pesach. With a Pesach, and even without Charot HaMeikor, we can be matter the neder. So that's why the Ramah says that from the Charot, the Chochem should try and make a Pesach, and that's very simple to do. Even Charot of the Hashtag can make a Pesach. Once there's a Pesach, then you can be matter the Neder. I tell you the truth, I don't know why in the Nusach of the Hatos and Zolom and El Rosh Hashanah, why they don't put that in. Lichura, if we would put in, we ask, Avat Ani Mischaret, Al Mashe Nodarti, Lachin Ani Shol HaTor V'Kulhim, Ani Mischaret Al Kol HaNizka. Right, Ani Mischaret, and I ask him that you should be matter. If we would add in over here, Vima Yisi Yoder, Shani Osid Mischaret Lo Yisi Noikein Kaneda, I wouldn't have made the Neda, then the Chura, we've solved this problem as well. Like the Shulchan Aruch says, I don't know why it's not added in here. I'm not saying Halacha L'maisa, but I'm saying that the way it is, the whole Hatos Nedarim is based on Charota. And Charota, even on a specific Neda, is not easy. When we're talking about the general Nedarim, Kol Shekein, that is very difficult. So the Chura, it would be, the Chura, that I think is true to say, that if we would say that if I would know that I would be Mischaret Mikan Labo. Now we have Rosh Hashanah, none of us want Averus. We have the Mishol of Neda. So we've got Charot the Hashta. If we'd add it in, then that would solve this problem very simply. I don't know why it's not added in. Upon the Meister, we've seen here a few Nakudas in the Inyan of Hatos Nadorim. And Beinin the Inyan, Binyoni the Yume, the Mesil Sishorim in Perek Dalet in Zahirus, it's well known, strictly in the Mesil Sishorim. Mesil Sishorim, when he's talking about Zahirus, it's someone who's Mizbeinin of Umik Adin, from all the Sugis and all the Agadites and Shas, how we see how Hagosh Vochu is Medaktik, there's no Vitor on Averus. So then he says, Vim Toima, Im Kein Mitzrachim Lomi Hiomedes, Kim Shalkhon Tzorch Redaktik Metin Al Kol Dovor. He asks a question, that where's the Mokim for mitzvah rachamim? If everything is al pitik du kadin, we know there's a hanhog of rachamim as well. Rachamim lichur is a stira to din. How does it work? Hatshuva, he says, vaday mitzvah rachamim hikiyuma shalulam. Mitzvah rachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what keeps the world going. Shelohi o'umid loso klal uklal. Without mitzvah rachamim, the world would have no kiyum. Because al pitik du kadin, then we haven't got a schus to stand, a leg to stand on. Vafal piken, even though mitzvah rachamim is there, in mitzvah din loke, it doesn't contradict mitzvah din. And he gives here 3 points what there is mitzvah din. But ze ki lefishu es hadin mamish hoyeroi shachuti yonish miyat techev lechetu b'di antona klal. If someone did an avera, then mitzvah din is there that immediately should be punished. There's no question here. We don't know if he's done an avera. He should get it immediately. V'gam shoyni shatz miyeh b'charunav. Also that the Avera, if we consider the chutzpah of the Avera, is going against the what his creator forbade him to do, then the Avera should be with all severity, but hard enough. That's the same. And the third thing, but shlo yetikun lechet klal. And the third thing is that there should be no, there's no way in which he can correct the Avera that he's done. Kine ve'emes, ech yisakin od mes asher ivis v'achet kwa naso. If someone did an Avera, how can he uproot that Avera? Harei sherotzach od mes chaveru. Has someone murdered? Harei shenoaf. Ech yuchel yisakin adob lazeh. The fact the Avera was done, the maisa was done, how can he correct it? Hayuchel hosra maisa hosim min ha'antzias. How can he erase it from, it was done in fact, how can it be erased? These 3 points, that the Aver should be immediately and should be with all severity, and there should be no opportunity to retract from it, Midas HaRachmim is the opposite of these three. The Hainu, firstly, Shiyutan Zman Lachuitav, V'loikochen Noret Miyad Keshe Choto. That he's given time, and the Aver is not immediate. To give him time to consider, as we'll see in a secondly, v'shoynish atzma liyad lekola, that the avera, the onish, won't be to kill him completely. And the third thing, v'shatshuva tinosim lechutim bechesed gomor, that the opportunity is given to the chutim to do tshuva, to go back on it. And this he says chesed gomel, like he says, the seichel says once the maaseh is done, then there's no going back on it. Tshuva is chesed gomel. What's the chesed? Shetechoshev akila sarotzen kakira samaiseh. That the Kosh Baruch Hu considers when someone regrets the avera, that's like akila samaiseh. That uproots the maaseh. Then the Kosh Baruch Hu in his chesed, in his mercy, considers that the maaseh wasn't done. The hainu shebiyus hashov makiras chetur. When the person who's doing tshuva, he recognizes the avera he did. Umoidebo, and he does vidui. Umisbunin al ro'osoi, and he thinks about how bad it was. Veshov umischarifel of charota gemura demeikora, and he does charota, says the Bnei Sishorim. What type of charota do we need? Charota gemura demeikora, ke charota saneda mamish. Just like we've learned in charota saneda, you need charota demeikora. Similarly, in charota, in tshuva, the charota has to be charota demeikora, ke charota saneda mamish, that he, like we said in the neder, that his charota is that I halavai that I would never have made that neder. Not only that from now on I don't want it. Now I come up to Rosh Hashanah, I don't want to be with an avera today, but then it was very tasty the avera I did. It has to be charota gomer demeikora, ke charota saneda mamish, shu misnachim legamri, that he's mischarot legamri, v'hoyach kofit mishtokik, and he wishes with all his heart, shemei olam lenasa adomrahu, that he, as if he, that he would never have done that avera. And he's got tzar godel. All this is the charota. He's giving here the charota that you need on tshuva. And the way we're saying it's mamish, that charota is what we need for an akiras haneder also. These are the four tnoim you need. That there's vidui, charota, aziv sachet, and kabbal l'osid. Uberechmen. Then says the Mesir Sashon, in Akilas Hadova Milzuna, since now he has uprooted the Avera from his Rotten, he doesn't want it, Yechoshlu Kakilas Haneda, Umiskapalins, like Akilas Haneda's Miskapalin. And Vuhumash Omra Kosov in Yishayo, Vesor Avonich, Vechatosich Techupa, that the Avera goes away and you've got Kapora on the Chet that you did. So here we see, the way we're seeing is, it's mamish parallel. The charota of Hatzos Nedarim, the charota that we need for tshuva, for Yom Adin. Libi Umili, we find that Hatzos Nedarim, Chazal made it a central thing, Erev Rosh Hashanah we know to do Hatzos Nedarim, and the Goyim Mesaken, Kol Nidre, on Yom Kippur, also Hatzos Nedarim. They put together with Rosh Hashanah and with Yom Kippur, the meaning of Hatzos Nedarim. I think that this parallelism that the Mesir Sashon says is the reason, it's to show us what type of charota we need. Beis Hashem, we see what the same material we've mentioned here.